Shell's offshore plan for drilling multiple exploration wells over 3 years in the Beaufort Sea ran up against another setback today after the Ninth Circuit Court upheld an earlier ruling saying that the Minerals Management Service did not take a hard look at impacts to bowhead whales, other marine mammals, and the centuries-old subsistence practices of the North Slope Inupiaq people. Shell Alaska General Manager Pete Schlaby says the company is disappointed in the decision.
We believe that the MMS did a very, very good job, and we've met or exceeded all the requirements for Arctic exploration. So we are still looking at this and considering our options for moving forward.
The Alaska Wilderness League, the North Slope Borough, Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, and others brought the suit against the Interior Department, saying MMS had rushed through the process and needed to update an environmental impact statement regarding cumulative impacts of increased vessel traffic, test well drilling, and overhead flights to marine mammals and those who depend on them. North Slope Borough Mayor Edward Itta says he's glad the court saw the legitimacy of the arguments.
My take is that I always felt that MMS never took this area seriously, and my hope is that now maybe they will.
Shell's Schlaby says the company spent about $250 million on leases and acquiring information in the Beaufort and Camden Bay area, but he says they have a lot of good work to show for it, and as they try to move forward, the data will provide site-specific information for possible development as well as other Arctic Ocean information.
Like ice loading, ice scour, alike. And if we are lucky enough to find oil and gas in a commercial quantity, this will be information that we'll need for the next steps of development and for putting a permanent platform in place, putting pipelines in place. So it will all be good information, and it's dependent upon us actually proving oil and gas with a drill bit.
Even with falling oil prices, Schlaby says the company feels very strongly about the long-term future of development off Alaska's coastline. The borough's Mayor Itta says he's pleased that Senator-elect Begich has met with him to hear his concerns about offshore development, but Itta says he has no illusions about what the future will hold in that respect.
I don't kid myself about that eventually that there will be some offshore activity, but I've been really sticking to my guns on putting reasonable protective measures in place and mitigation and monitoring and otherwise, that because I believe whatever standard is set now is what's going to be applied in the future.
Pete Schlaby says Shell officials are carefully reviewing today's lengthy court decision.
It's a 57-page document, so you know, and it was issued just a few hours ago. So we've got to look through that document and look through the decision. As I said, there was a dissenting judge on that decision, and I think he's made a lot of very good points. So we'll look at that and decide if we wish to appeal.
North Slope Borough Mayor Itta says he's anxious to see who will take the helm at the Interior Department, MMS, and the BIA under the incoming Obama administration so the borough can begin to make their concerns and positions known regarding future offshore exploration.